It is true, and we recognize that faith among people in general is going backwards in many places and among many peoples. However, one group, interestingly, is increasing in a certain kind of faith. More than half of scientists today believe in an intelligent, creating God. This is more than perhaps for the last 200 years, where science has kind of suggested or stated that faith is unreasonable or unscientific. Many of these believing scientists will still struggle with, though, or even oppose the idea that this creating intellect is a personal God, one who seeks a personal relationship with his people. Both the prophet Hosea and the psalmist in today's readings begin with that very reality, the reality that God does speak to his people and wants a personal relationship. In Amos, it begins with, "Thus says the Lord." And the psalm passage begins with, "I hear a voice that I had not known." The message of the scriptures tell us that God speaks to us. It may not always be obvious. However, if we are listening, and not just listening, but really hearing, we will find that our hearts are being asked to obey that voice, to listen, to hear, to obey. It takes all three of these things to be a person of faith. There is something called practical atheism, which is to live as if there was no God. And when we look at sacred scripture written by many different authors, we see their testimony that God not only exists, but that God speaks, and that this speech is personal. It is directed at people for their benefit, and it calls us to respond. It demands something of us. Well, this practical atheism is a defect that God is addressing through the prophet Hosea. Israel has begun to trust in alliances with other nations. They have also begun to trust, or have been for some time, to trust in the works of their own hands. Is that something that we can perhaps relate to, or that can happen to us, that we trust in our careers or our hobbies or whatever we consider the work of our own hands? I sure feel that for myself. Now, it's a little bit hard to follow in the text, but God says to Hosea to say to Israel, to say this in their prayer. God even gives them the words to pray. It doesn't get any more simple than that. People sometimes say, well, I don't know what to say to God in prayer. Well, Israel is given those words. Say this: Assyria shall not save us. Our horses shall not save us. We will no longer look to the work of our hands as idols, as if they could save us. And we might include in our prayer something like, our technology shall not save us. We are asked and we are invited to ask God to heal us of the defect of receiving our fulfillment from the works of our own hands and from our practical atheism. The psalmist mirrors Hosea almost exactly. There is a voice that the psalmist says has become unfamiliar. Why is that? Well, they have stopped listening to God's voice. Is that applicable for us during this Lent? Sure, it could be, couldn't it? In Lent, we repeat frequently the refrain, if today you hear God's voice, harden not your hearts. Because the kind of listening God wants begins in the heart, that is our task the whole year through, but especially during Lent, to listen with our hearts. If we are attentive to God, then we will value him above all things. We will listen, we will truly hear, and our hearts will be obedient to that divine voice. Well, the good news of Jesus Christ today is prompted by the question from a scribe. The scribe asks the question that we hear asked in other places in the Gospels. We're kind of familiar with this question. What is the most important commandment? What law carries with it the greatest authority? And if I obey only one commandment, what would it be? Jesus' answer should also be pretty familiar to us. Love God with your whole heart and love your neighbor. That part of the passage we get. We hear it, and I think we try to live it. And that's why we're here at Mass today on a Friday during Lent. But we should not pass by the scribe's response too quickly. He listened to Jesus answer his question. But he did not just listen. He really heard the words of Jesus. They sank into his heart. How do we know this? Well, he repeats the answer with a little but very important addition. This commandment, the scribe says, this commandment is much more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Now, you and I, we don't make animal sacrifices, but we can add in here that this commandment is much more than our technology and whatever else we depend on. So to love God means to place that love above anything and everything that I might otherwise consider important that have become my idols. So I always need to be on the lookout for that. So did the scribe get it right? Jesus says so, doesn't he? With the affirmation that you and I must desire to hear more than anything. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Wow. Now we know what is the purpose of our whole lives. To hear Jesus say, you are not far from the kingdom of God. If you and I are attentive to God, then we will value him above all other things. The most important prayer for Israel, which is still so today, the Shema prayer, can be our daily prayer. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. You must love the Lord with all your heart. You must remind yourself of this command many times every day. God must be in first place. If this is not so, then really nothing else is going to be in the right place. But if we listen to God's voice, and if we really hear that God's voice, then the greatest joy of our hearts will be to obey our Savior, who spoke to us through his willingness to give everything for us.